The pandemic proved just how much we rely on the internet for so many aspects of daily life. Unfortunately, many American families are struggling to afford this vital service. A new federal program aims to change that. Consumer man Herb Weisbaum, a contributing editor at checkbook.org, explains to us how the FCC's Emergency Broadband Benefit Program works.
Dimitri, internet access is no longer nice to have. It's need to have. A reliable internet connection makes it possible to work, educate the kids, and receive health care from the safety of your home. The FCC's Emergency Broadband Benefit Program will provide financial assistance to families who need help paying for internet access or buying a computer. Congress gave the FCC $3.2 billion to create this program, which should help tens of millions of American families. Paloma Perez is press secretary for the commission's acting chairwoman, Jessica Rosenworcel.
This is one of those programs that really is meant to help families who are struggling to pay their bills. You know, they're making choices between, can I pay rent or can I pay, you know, the $50 that it costs to get my child online? And oftentimes, you know, they're choosing rent over the internet.
The program provides discounts to qualifying households on eligible broadband service up to $50 a month or up to $75 a month on qualifying tribal lands. The new program also offers a one-time reimbursement of up to $100 for the purchase of a laptop, tablet, or desktop computer purchased from a participating provider. The family must make a down payment of between $10 and $50 at the time of purchase, and then arrange payment for the outstanding balance. I should point out that you don't get any of this money. It goes directly to the provider, who then lowers your bill.
So who qualifies for this emergency broadband benefit program?
That household is eligible for the program if one member of the family meets one of the following criteria: has an income at or below 135% of the federal poverty guidelines, or participates in certain assistance programs, such as SNAP, Medicaid, or the FCC's Lifeline Assistance, receives benefits under the Free and Reduced Price School Lunch Program or the School Breakfast Program, including through the USDA Community Eligibility Provision in the 2019-2020 or 2020-2021 school year, received a Pell Grant for college during the current award year, experienced a substantial loss of income due to a job loss or furlough since February 29th of 2020, and the household had a total income below $99,000 for single filers or $198,000 for joint filers in 2020, or meets the eligibility requirements for a participating provider's existing low-income COVID-19 program.
And how do we enroll?
Well, the FCC says more than 800 broadband providers, both landline and wireless, have signed up for the program, including the big names AT&T, Comcast, Dish Wireless, Frontier, T-Mobile, and U.S. Cellular. You can find out more by going to getemergencybroadband.org. Dimitri, I should point out that this is a temporary program. It will end when the funds are exhausted or 6 months after the federal government declares an end to the pandemic, whichever comes first. Some at the FCC would like to see this become a permanent program, and some members of Congress are already talking about that.
Consumer man Herb Weisbaum with checkbook.org. Read more at WTOP.com. Search internet.